paper said the other day that in next year, 1978, the average house is going to be around $80-something thousand. Isn't that awful?
And
said the house that's 50-something or 60 is going to be 87. Told the percentage of gone up. Said it's just awful. And they won't get any more than what they've gotten for it. And you know, you used to get houses for just nothing almost. You know, this house cost less than $5,000.
That's almost just unbelievable.
Well, it did. When my daddy built it, he built in the Depression, and for $400 more, Mike Jenkins at the brick company begged Papa to go in debt and $400 more and to get a brick house. $400 difference, and take what I paid on painting the whole thing over the year. And so, he couldn't do it. That's like $4,000 in regular times. Depression, you were scared. You didn't know whether you're going to eat tomorrow or not. A lot of times they didn't, because it wasn't that bad with us, but it was with a lot of people. And my brother was out of work, and he came here with his children from Birmingham, and we all, after that, families got closer together. Really did bring them together. And of course, Rob got back. He was a traveling passenger agent for the railroad. And people weren't taking trips then, and he was in Tuscaloosa. And where there's a big suburb, I mean a big project or something, a subdivision up there, it was the old Montgomery home. Ms. Belle Montgomery. And she had a brother that taught it, was a professor at Alabama.
There's some pretty old homes in Tuscaloosa.
And she lived in one of the big old homes, and that's where my oldest nephew was born.
High school teacher, Helen Blackshear, was a freeman.
Blackshear, that one out on, I know where it is, out on Woodley.
I think her brother, her uncle owned the Friedman home in Tuscaloosa, the big...
Friedman?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. I knew the Friedman's, Hugo Friedman's sister married Judge Herzberg from Gadsden, Louis Herzberg, and he was chairman of the revenue department at one time, and I visited in his home in Gadsden.
I'll ask you a couple of other questions about the house. You mentioned porch. Do you have a porch upstairs and upstairs?
A sleeping porch, but it goes over for the kitchen too. It's that long. And it has casement windows in it.
If you had just a regular porch out on the front, would you still call that a porch, or would you have another
porch?
Would you ever call that a balcony or anything?
No, my balcony is always upstairs. Mm-hmm. An upper thing is a balcony, but. Porch is a porch. Mm-hmm. And I love a porch. I tell you, I don't want one of these houses where you just go in the front door and the rain comes in. I love my old swing. It's tacky, but I'm going to have it all painted and fixed. And I love that swing. I get me a book and a coke or something and get out there and sit behind there and watch the cars go by and read my book and everything.
What are some of the things you like to read?
I love biographies and things. I'm just crazy about them. I'm kind of like this Helene Hemp. I like books about people that have lived, you know, better than I do fiction. Mm-hmm. Now, I like some historical novels and things. They're real interesting. They take quite a liberty with them sometimes, but they're good. But I love good books. And that 84 Charing Cross Road is one of the sweetest books I've was given to me this Christmas in Chattanooga. And it's a series of letters, this woman from New York, writing to this English bookstore shop, and she gets involved with all these people, and she helps them out when they were rationed. So, you know, it's just the most human. It's a lovely little book.